worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time featuring Crisco.
It's hot, I'm sweating, and I didn't shower yet today, so please don't put your nose right there.
Mickey.
I'll go around the back door.
And Lazy E.
Fart.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Hurtling through a solar system near you. It's a freak accident.
Yeah.
No commentary this week? Nothing?
No, that one was okay.
All right, fine. The website is freakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. The email address is freaks@freakaccident.com. Message us. Email us. Reach out and touch us. We would love that. We would
Please
absolutely
don't.
Love
no,
that.
That's
no,
where you just lost it.
No, do it. Absolutely do it.
Nah.
Last email we got made a bunch of pictures of you, so yeah, email us.
Yeah, fine, why not? freaks@freakaccident.com. Do the thing. Got a great show today, as always, I guess according to some people. And
to us.
Yeah, to us. We always think we do great. We hope you agree. I don't know. We don't get too many complaints.
That, hey, everybody complains. No one will tell you when you're doing good.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So the fact that we don't get any tells...
Email us those complaints.
Yeah, right. If you've got complaints, email us freaks@freakaccident.com. Chuck just complains when we get things wrong.
Now what did we do?
No, he's just stingy about his facts. That's all.
Do you know what? Then to get emails, we'll just start screwing up everything.
That we do that already on a good portion of stuff.
Man, how about that election day? Obama getting into presidency? It was crazy.
That happened. It was just not this past one.
Well, no, this past
one. It was
like
4 ago.
Man, Mike Pence becoming our president, that was cool. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. He came right down off the mountain carrying the literal Ten Commandments along with him.
I bring them to you.
Did I mention the web? I did do that.
Yeah, you did. You did all that.
Yeah, okay, good. Mickey continues to look like Ralph Macchio. It's very distracting. By the way, I'm Crisco. I'm the host. That's Lazy E.
Yeah.
And that's Mickey.
You still realize that they can't see you when you point at us.
It's Ralph Macchio.
What in the world?
It's Karate Kid.
Fair enough. That was like, I honest to God thought I was going insane because suddenly there's music and I'm just like, I wasn't expecting this. And I didn't even see him preparing anything.
Yeah, he's just been searching on it the whole time, giggling to himself.
Suddenly there's just this eloquent piano, and I'm just like, that's it.
Just an elegant piano. That's Peter Cetera.
Right. But I'm saying, I thought I'd lost it. I was like, well, that's it.
You got the Karate Kid over here. You can't not have this song.
This is the soundtrack to my murder spree. That's not too bad. I could think of worse options.
Is this the face you imagine when you say you start murdering?
Oh,
Peter Cetera.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh my God, that looks like Mickey now.
Yes, it does. Look
You're
at the hair.
Peter Cetera.
Joy.
Peter Cetera, Ralph Macchio, that Steve Harrington kid from Stranger Things. Take your pick.
Yeah.
You've got the hair of all of them right now.
Here we go, the Karate Kid.
What was the hashtag fluff on top?
Yes. Fluff on top.
Yeah. Mickey's got that hashtag fluff on top right now. If you've got fluff on top, tweet out with that hashtag.
If you're Ralph Macchio, tweet us right now.
Yeah, hashtag.
Or Peter Cetera.
They're both still alive, right?
Yeah, Peter Cetera was in our area over the summer.
Well, we know he probably listens because everybody who's cool does. So,
Peter Cetera,
go ahead and reach out to us.
We'll put you on the show.
At a freak accident on Twitter. Tweet at us. Use the hashtag fluff on top. We could get you and Mickey together to compare fluff and see who's got more fluff and who's got less fluff.
We could just take a picture and put it up on the internet.
The loser has to eat the rest of the candy corn.
It's already gone.
Did you eat all of it?
No, I didn't.
See, when earlier today in the group chat, Mickey was like, I'll see you guys all at 7, and she had the cowboy hat emoji there. I was like, she's still on a sugar high? Like, is that still happening?
Because I thought that was
normally she doesn't
back?
Smile or be happy about anything, so I was surprised by that.
No, it was a couple weeks back. Remember when we told her she was the hop-along Mickey?
Yeah, all right.
I forget the word, though.
It's Guns at Noon and Podcast at 2 on Thursdays. Yeah.
I don't remember the word that she used it, and we were like, what?
I don't know. It was like tarnation or something.
It was
something weird.
It was some really real redneck kind of word.
Go back 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago and do the podcast.
You know what? Go listen to every show because it might have been back further than that. Like maybe all the way back to episode one. I can't be sure.
Listen through
it
them
was
all.
Not that
shut
far.
Up.
You better
shut up.
Just download and listen to all of them. Don't listen to Mickey. Nobody does. It's fine.
Yeah.
So just go back, start with episode one, and work your way through. When you get to that, just email us and let us know. That'll be fine.
Yeah.
2.5 years from now.
It doesn't take that long to listen to the episodes of this show. They're an hour to an hour and 20 minutes at most.
Most of them an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
Ideally. Most of them hovering around an hour, give or
an
take.
Hour 20.
15 to 20
minutes. Yeah, I think
minutes
that was
so.
The longest hours. One, an hour
20. Usually give 20.
A lot of give.
Yeah, lot.
lot of give.
Heavy give.
More on the giving.
Yeah, definitely.
We're giving show.
We're givers. We are givers. We just can't stop giving.
That's
and it is
do.
Going to be the season of giving soon.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, annoyed the crap out of me when I woke up the morning after Halloween. Right? Scary movies, wine, candy, the whole night before. Wake up the next morning, turn on the television. What's the first commercial I see? But that G-damn groundhog, the Pennsylvania Lottery groundhog character, sledding down the hill singing Christmas carols. I'm like, I've had enough.
Keep on scratching.
Right, yeah, yeah. I can't, man. Christmas, it's already starting. You go in. I went into the Hallmark store the other day to get some cards.
Oh, that's your own fault.
They got Christmas music playing there. Christmas
music
at the mall.
You went to the Hallmark store. They sell decorations all year.
I think I should have known what was coming when I went to Home Depot a couple weeks ago, and they had all the Halloween decorations butted right up against the Christmas trees in the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't. Oh, my God.
I love Christmas.
Dude, don't get me wrong. I do, too. But it shouldn't start until Thanksgiving is over.
I agree, but I'll take it.
Like, Thanksgiving night is like the start of Christmas season. Before that, you should. There's still leaves on the trees, for crying out loud. There are trees out there that are still green, that haven't even begun turning color yet, and there are Christmas commercials playing on television.
My fiance proofreader, she loves those Hallmark movies, so my DVR is filled.
Oh,
right.
God.
Now
I'm sorry.
Hello Nurse likes them too. I think out of like a they're so bad it's good kind of
it's
thing.
It's corny, and I think that's what Christmas is supposed
it's
to
it's like when you watch a really awful B movie, you know, and it's like it could be so bad it's entertaining though on the back. I watch plenty of those.
Speaking of that, move over Sharknado. There's a new movie in town. It's Clownado. No joke. Trailer's out there. It's going to be on our Facebook. Just, it's not very savvy to play at work. But it is a tornado of clowns.
Lit.
And they eat people.
Lit.
So it's like Killer Clowns from Outer Space, except updated?
Except they come in a tornado.
It's Killer Clowns from Tornado.
That's the big difference.
Right.
It's like really bad effect. Circular, I wouldn't even call it a tornado.
Of course.
But then,
is it
they're
more
like
a merry-go-round?
No, it just looks like dust around them, and they're like,
see, that's the thing. Like the sci-fi original movies, I think, have gotten a little too self-aware.
Yeah, they know.
They were better when they were when they were earnest about trying to make a movie about like spiders that come out of a volcano and breathe fire.
Yeah, that
right?
When they thought they were legit.
Yeah, Arachnoquake, that
yeah,
was what
that's
that one
it.
Was called.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when they actually endeavored to make movies like that, you know, Megalodon versus giant octopus like that,
yeah.
They tried to make a serious movie based on that premise. And that's what makes it fun, because they're completely earnest about it. When you start trying to make a bad B movie, it just comes off as cheap.
Well, that's why Sharknado was so, like,
the original.
Close to our heart.
The original was. The original was great because they were earnest about, yeah, we're going to make this movie about a Sharknado. oh my God, that's absolutely ridiculous. You can't do that. But they did it, and that was what made it so enjoyable. And then they just, as the series went on, they were like, ah, oh, we're going to make it more and more zany and more B-movie-like, and we're just going to cram as many references and cameos into it as we can. And
would you say that the ideas went so out of control they spun around like a tornado?
No. That one, that was not even remotely deserving.
I'll only give myself
of the CSI sting. Not even close. It was that cool. Was a stretch at best.
It was great.
An embarrassment to all mankind at worst. Leaning more toward embarrassment to mankind.
You're earnest. I've been waiting to say that.
My name's Crisco.
Okay, Vern.
Ernest saves Christmas, after all.
Ernest saved everything. He saved camp. He saved Christmas. He's dead now.
Oh, he is, isn't he?
He played the Slinky Dog on Toy Story.
Rest in punishment. anyway, heading into... oh, he did, didn't he? Oh, my God.
Blow your mind. Yeah.
So...
What the fuck?
Yeah. So... They're making Toy Story 4, by the way.
You see, I thought that last one was perfect.
They're talking about how difficult it is to record their last lines. Somebody's dying. It's probably Andy.
Oh, the toys kill him. they kill off the kid.
Or it just ends on the most dark note possible where, like, their owner dies and they realize, oh my God, we're toys, so technically we're immortal. Shut up, computer! Technically we're immortal.
We'll never. It's like the Green Mile, except we'll for kids.
We will never die, but everyone who loves us will.
Well, that's sick. That is sick.
Disney, I'm just waiting for you to start cutting me some checks. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think that's a check they're going to cut.
Nope.
They should. Aww. Think of all the Oscars.
No.
That's what the Oscars love. They love movies where people suffer.
Oh, yeah, that Marley and Me.
Right?
I won't watch that movie.
Win an Oscar.
I don't know.
I don't think I've seen that.
I don't.
Dog dies. Don't watch it.
Don't watch any dog movie. They all die.
Okay.
That's a sick.
We found out, though, that Mickey doesn't care about, like, the suffering of animals, despite the fact that she owns 15 of them at any given time.
Three. I have three.
You have four murder counts.
But what was it? Puddles was the other one? Or?
Yeah, Puddles.
Died. She didn't even mention anything about it. And then we brought it up and she was just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, he dead.
Yeah, it was 3 months later.
She makes them home-cooked steak dinners.
Yeah.
She cares about them enough to do that. But then when they die, not a tear falls.
What, do you plump them for the kill?
Oh, yeah.
You get cook up the dog meat after, right?
Yep.
Yeah, in addition to the bike park and the coffee shop, she's also opening a Chinese restaurant. That's an old joke and maybe a little bit, you know, out of touch, but I don't really care. So on the show today, we've got a great lineup of topics to discuss. We've got, well, I say great, after this first one at least. Midterm election results. That happened. We're going to talk about it just because it's a thing that happened.
Okay.
Everybody else is talking about it. Nobody voted for us, by the way, which I'm very upset about.
Yeah, that was kind of disappointing.
Crisco for county controller.
Don't do that.
You should have.
No.
What is a county controller?
They control the county.
Is that it?
That's basically it.
I thought that what a mayor or governor does.
No, it's all about the controller.
I just assumed they like had the like PlayStation controller and that was it.
It's like a big game of The Sims running the county.
Volleyball.
That's what they don't tell you.
To swami now.
But there's like an Xbox controller that controls everything. QAnon ain't telling you that crap. Listen to a freak accident. So we got election results. We've got something flew through the solar system. And it might be aliens.
Or Mickey's next haircut.
It's flying at us from outer space.
I'm expecting that hair to start flying somewhere.
We've got some holiday shopping advice for you.
Go ahead. I was going to say it, but go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
I insist.
Nope.
It's 10 gift cards people want the most.
It's 10 gift cards people want the most. And 10
they want.
The least. See, we finish each other's sentences.
Terrible.
We finish each other's
paragraphs.
Thoughts.
Damn it.
See, we're connected.
Music you can use?
Yes!
And maybe some shower thoughts if we got time. Probably won't, but it'll always be there.
Yeah.
It'll always be there, just like your herpes. It's always with you.
I thought you were going to say the show.
Well, the show isn't always here. It only comes once a week, sometimes twice a week if we forget to upload the previous week.
Yeah.
Which we've grown accustomed to doing. I'm sorry.
You've grown accustomed to doing.
It's a group effort, this show.
No. You take the responsibility for the uploads.
No, you do it and then forget to do it every time. You have to do it on your own. Uh-huh. The minor amount of effort Mickey puts into the show.
Were you going to say the mutton?
The mutton?
Sounded like that's where that was going.
So we're moving from cowboy to Middle Ages now, where we have mutton.
Sure.
Get some mutton sandwiches.
All right, great. So mutton sandwiches and more on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident.
A Freak Accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
Vote for me. Vote for us. We are the candidates that you can trust. We'll be good politicians. Spend all our time fishing. Come out on election day and vote for us.
It's not fishing, it's golfing.
That depends what state.
So the election is now over, the midterm election.
Yay.
The most important election of our lifetime, as it was billed by some.
I didn't vote.
Neither did I.
I didn't know enough about the candidates, so that would have been irresponsible.
Thank you for not participating.
Yeah.
I did. I voted.
I was going to get a sticker that said I didn't vote.
That would have been great. You should have.
By the way, do you know the best way to really rile up some of these people that are uber, like, posting about it every day?
Ugh.
You tell them you didn't vote.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing. I used to be one of those people, like, years ago, and then I realized, like, that you're basically just an old man yelling at Cloud, yeah. You know, like in
you
The Simpsons,
it.
Homer's dad. Old man yells at yeah. Cloud. That's it. You're just screaming at people. No, you're not changing anybody's minds. Nobody actually wants to engage in a discussion or have their ideas challenged. They just want to be comfortable in their little bubble with their own select, carefully handpicked narratives, and they want to be left yep. alone. And then they just want to tell you that you're wrong, but they don't want to be challenged at all. And that's the problem, I think, with most of it. But that's I gave up a long time ago trying to convince people about politics, trying to discuss with people about politics, because I learned they don't want to learn.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to learn or grow or develop or anything.
I don't think it's the lack of wanting to learn. I think it's just not as publicly known as it should be. Like, I'm with E on the fact that, like, I had no idea. Like, scrolling through Facebook for days on end, there was nothing in there about what was going on.
Well, the problem is again, this is part of the issue, is that people are insulated in their respective extremes. And so they say the same crap over and over and over again because they only go to the same news sources, and they just keep regurgitating over and over what you've already heard.
All I know is Scott Wagner from this state wanted to put golf cleats to the face of Tom Wolf.
Right, yeah, he wanted to stomp on his face with golf spikes.
I didn't even hear that much.
That's literally all I know, and that he cared about the caravan.
Well, somebody pointed out the fact that, like, there was, especially in Pennsylvania, where there was a lot of dirty campaigns run in this state this year.
Oh, yeah.
People were saying, like, every single ad you saw on television was not the candidate talking about what they intended to do
or what they intended.
It was just bashing the other candidate. And that's where we're at now.
Like, oh, yeah.
Nobody's discussing policy or what needs to change or how to get to where we need to go to fix some of the things that are problems, like healthcare and, you know, any number of other things. Obviously, the economy is kind of on an upswing right now. You know what I mean? But that's never going to last. It never does.
No.
You know, there's already indications that it's going to convert to a bear market and things are going to come down and there's going to be another recession. So it's like, how do you fix that? How do you deal with the immigration issue? How do you deal with healthcare? We're not actually having legitimate discussions about that sort of stuff. It's just people yelling at each other from their respective circles.
Mm-hmm.
And hurling barbs, but nobody actually wants to come to the center and talk.
Right.
And that's the issue. You know, and that's the thing. Like, you see these people, you know who we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're saying, you know, the people who are on it every single day, multiple times a day, just screaming
they haven't
over
stopped.
And over.
I mean, just from this one person. I'm saying it's from both sides, but this one person, once Trump got elected, it's been every day.
Ugh.
Multiple times.
Yeah, you know, I'm just...
You and I are probably thinking about the same person.
Oh, no, I'm actually thinking about someone who is anti-Trump.
Right.
Okay, no, we're not thinking about the same person.
No, I'm thinking about somebody who's anti-Trump.
No. You don't know this person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's somebody else that's the same way.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, it's I don't know. It's kind of a bummer. You know, because I try to leave myself open-minded to things. I try to learn things and grow and develop, and that doesn't really seem like many other people are on board for that. So whatever, it doesn't matter.
I think the big problem is that we've gotten to the point, and I've said this before, there was a time when there was legit good candidates. Now it's who's not as bad, because that's what it's turned
into. In a lot of cases, it's not even that. Like I said, people don't even care about bad anymore. They just care about the color of their tie.
Yep.
Is it red or is it blue? Are they Republican or Democrat? It doesn't matter if they're good or bad. Are they on my quote-unquote team or not?
Well,
that's all I care about when it comes to voting.
Well, that's why I think the worst thing ever invented was the straight ticket.
Mm-hmm.
When someone just pulls it or presses the button that says straight ticket.
People do it all the time, bro.
Oh, I know. That's what most people do, I think. And it's like, I don't care. I'll vote for a Democrat. I'll vote for a Republican. I'll vote for somebody who's in whatever party.
Who's engaging me.
Who's good.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, and that's why, I mean, I've always hated the two-party system, whatever. But it's kind of one of those things, like, the issue you run into is the Green Party can't be taken seriously. And the Libertarians consistently embarrass themselves
in
the most grotesque way possible. So, I mean, what are you going to do? You're stuck with the two mainstream parties because the other... however many 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 parties that there are, because there are others, like nobody, people refuse to take them seriously because they refuse to act serious. And then you're stuck with these two because that's just the way things are. And then it's like you're stuck. You're pigeonholed pretty much.
There is a fill-in box, isn't there?
Who are you going to write in?
I'm just
murderer.
Saying.
You're going to put murderer. Yeah. Elect murderer to state
but
senate.
But I'm saying that is an option.
It is.
And if you had enough story.
All about Andrew WK. We'll write him in.
But if you had enough people that you had got together beforehand, again, educating and understanding, somebody who didn't necessarily want to run but had the knowledge and understanding of how to run and what needed to be fixed, they could write them in. If you got enough people together, you
could
overthrow
it. That's the idea
it.
Behind every third party, basically.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but everybody says it's a waste of vote, and then that we never get it, so it doesn't matter.
That's what I mean, because like nobody... Well, I mean, you have to have legitimate... It's like so weird, you know, because it's like you have to have like a legitimate third party first, like a legitimate candidate who actually like... engages people and gets them to want to listen to them. And then at the same time, you have to be like, you have to have people willing to expand their thinking beyond just the us versus them mentality.
Right.
And you don't have that in either of those cases. You don't have a legitimate contender, number one. And number two, you don't have people who want to think differently. Everybody just wants to, again, pigeonhole themselves into their own comfortable way of thinking because this is all that we know and we don't want to change. That's fine. Whatever. So, once again, we're to the point where this what happened, right? The Democrats controlled the controlled Congress, controlled the executive branch. When Obama was elected, they controlled everything. Then it swung back. Congress went Republican. And then nothing happened. Well, the Democrats were in control and then nothing happened. And then it swung back Republican Congress and nothing happened. And then the Republicans blamed the fact that the president was Democratic. And that was why we can't get anything done. So eventually a Republican was made president and then nothing happened. So now it swung back to Democrat. And now they're going to complain we can't get anything done because the president's a Republican. So the next election, a Democrat's going to win presidency and nothing's going to happen. And then they're going to swing back to Republican. It's a circular cycle. It goes on and on and on forever.
I could say this. And... I'll just put it out there. I'm not Democratic. But again, it depends. But on the typical base, I'm not a Democrat.
But I think there should be balance. There should be balance within our government. Checks and balances. That's what it's all about.
Right.
You need to have a little mix of both. I don't think anybody should be in control of all of it. That's, you're leading on kingdom at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you, I mean, that's the problem with the two, with the party system, yeah. Period. Not even just two party, but the party system is like, you run the risk of having a certain group of people with the same mindset getting into positions where they control most of the stuff, if not all of the stuff. If there were no party affiliations and you literally just voted on merit,
that
pipe dream, then you might actually see, you know, a government where things get done. But, you know.
They but want, that's not going to happen.
We need money so that we can go on golf trips and stuff during our campaign. So,
or fishing trips, as we found out in the song.
Donate to the party. In any case, the results are as follows. See, I can't help it. Every time I hear the song, I get a little bit more amped.
Because you want a party.
Right.
Who doesn't want a party?
And I keep saying the word party, but I'm talking about political party. But then I hear like a real party, and I kind of want to start pumping my fist and dancing around a little bit and drinking a little bit more beer. You know what I'm saying? Just shove a whole pizza in my mouth.
Because Andrew W.K.
gets you jacked up. Anyway, so the Republicans lost the House, kept the Senate, and obviously the president is still the president. But now you've got a Democratic House of Representatives, a Republican Senate, and a Republican White House. So now the overall, the composition after the election is the Democrats, they have 100 and wait a minute, this can't be right.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm looking at a website that I've never really used before, and some of the information is confusing. I only know that like it's swung in a certain direction.
It's 51-49 for House in favor of the Republicans, and then the Senate.
Right.
And then the House, I mean, yeah, the House is like, it's 100 and something to, I don't know, it's in favor of the Democrats.
Yeah. What I found interesting was the fact that the Republicans actually gained ground in the Senate.
Yeah, they hadn't.
It was like there was all this talk about like, you know, oh, the Democrats are going to come in and wipe everything out. And I mean, admittedly, they did take back the House. So like a lot of House of Representatives elections went Democrat. But Republicans actually got more seats in the Senate. And then I was reading something else about how there were certain states where Democrats were elected to the Senate and or the House, but a Republican was elected governor in the same state. Like, that's weird, too. Like, the stuff like that happening, I'm like,
it's not necessarily a bad thing, though, because,
well, no.
I mean, if they're talking to each other, you have that balance. If you
checks
have
and balances.
A Democrat in the House or the Senate, and you have a governor that's Republican, like, they have to work together.
But that's interesting to me, though. You know what I mean? Like, when you're thinking about, okay, this state went hard Democrat, but they elected a Republican governor.
It makes you think there's hope that they're actually voting on people.
You'd think that. You'd hope that.
Well, it must be.
The one statistic that I haven't seen yet, because I know like some of the statistics were like this was like the largest turnout in a midterm election of non-white voters, and it was the largest turnout in a midterm election of young voters, like 18 to 29, in a midterm. Anyway,
right.
Largest turn. I think like they increased that number in some areas like by 500% young people coming out to vote.
By my area, there was a line like out to the street of cars.
Wow.
Like it was insanity.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though. That's real quick going to turn people off from wanting to vote. Right?
Yeah,
I'm not doing this again.
Right.
Like, I am not coming to stand in line again for three
what
hours.
What do you do when you go to a fast food place? McDonald's is packed. You go to Burger King.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Not this time.
You want my opinion on the matter? I think Election Day should be a national holiday. Everybody should have off work.
I'm for that regardless if I vote or not.
You want people to... right? Exactly. Exactly. But you want people to turn out. Don't, like, cram them in, oh, I got to get up and go in the morning, or I got to go after work. Because in the morning, I'm not getting up that early, and after work, I don't care. I just want to go home and crack one open.
Yeah.
It's like, so you want to get people engaged, maybe give them the day?
Or just allow them to do it on their phone?
Oh, yeah, because that's trackable. Republicans.
They run it through a computer system anyways. What's the difference?
The Russians, Republicans, Russians, there's a difference. The Russians can't hack that. Wow. The Russians can't hack that at all.
Remember when we said we always get hate emails? We never got hate emails? Here they come.
Well, Politicrisco comes out and things happen.
Yeah, I
start saying some weird things.
I know.
Anyway, Russians can't hack that. Can't get into your phone, Mickey. Definitely not. Definitely not. But in any case, the one statistic I didn't see was how many people did not vote. Because that was the thing the last election.
Yeah.
People talked about, the turnouts, blah, 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 blah. Like 49% of the country didn't vote in 2016. Half the country didn't care. So I want to know how many people did not vote in this one, too. Even though voter turnouts were
probably
up, they're saying
the same amount.
In certain categories, I want to know how many people were just like, I can't even be bothered. In which case, that's an interesting conversation to have, too. Half the country is not engaged in the political process. Why?
Well, I think because what me and Mickey were talking about, the information isn't out there, and where it is out there, it's skewed.
Yeah, you really have to, especially in these local elections,
yeah.
You really have to hunt down information. It is not like as easily presented
hunt?
As...
It's worse than hunt.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying,
hunting,
though.
There's a chance.
Well, but then you run... The thing is, even the major elections, like president or whatever, the whole thing this last time was, look at all of the fake news and everything that's being spread that's not true. Or that's
fake
skewed.
News.
Right. So, is it really beneficial to have information thrown at you if you don't know it's accurate either? Like, I don't know.
I think there should be a responsible site done by the government or someone of authority that makes nothing but facts, don't skew it, don't give opinions. By the way,
never have.
All right. No, but here's the thing. But I'm saying in a perfect world, if. You know how all these things make promises? Like there was that guy in our Wagner, I'm going to take away school taxes and all these promises. Yet you know these aren't going to happen.
Something that tracks how many promises are made and broken?
Well,
yeah,
no,
right?
Not just that. There should be someone holding these people accountable.
They're called the voters.
Right.
Well, no, but they don't because when they vote them in, then it's like, I can't do that. And it's like, but you said it.
Right.
So what you're saying, that is pretty much saying I can go and run for office and go, I'm giving everybody $1 million.
Bro, welcome to every election ever.
Well, no, I'm not saying, that's what I mean is the problem. I can go out there, I'm giving everybody $1 million. I get voted in. Oh, holding me back.
Democrats are all in charge. Republicans are all in charge. What's the promise? Heaven on earth, the country is saved. Nothing changes.
Right.
And then 2 years later, the other party takes control, and it never freaking matters. It's like,
but that's what I mean. Like, they should be held accountable to that. Like, how?
That is up to the voters.
And explain.
Drag them out
into the street and shoot them.
In the instance of our local area with our mayor, that everybody hates the mayor and how he runs the city.
Oh, hashtag Tony.
Yes, exactly.
Or quote unquote Tony.
They have every option to petition and get together and force them out of office.
People are lazy.
Right. Well, that's exactly what it is.
I'm not even saying, I'm talking about when they're running, like, why isn't anybody saying how?
Why do you think the information is so scant on local elections? Because, like, these debates happen. There were, like, multiple between those two, the farmer guy and the facsimile of a human being who ran against each other.
Sure.
There were multiple debates between them, but they did not, I never saw them on TV, never saw them advertised. Like, you would actually have to get in your car and go to where it was happening
right.
in order to see it. Who's got time or energy for that?
Time more so than anything.
Old people, that's who go to
and
those
And that's
things.
Why they vote!
Right. Because they got nothing better to do.
Yeah, they have to vote and then die.
Yeah,
it's not vote or die, they vote and die.
They have their breakfast, they watch their stories, they vote, and then they pass away.
That's how it works. That's America, baby.
Yeah, and then we're stuck with the bill.
I know. Now we sound like old young. I'm not sure where we're at. Then we're stuck with the bill. Kind of brought us old.
Yeah, where's
but
those,
we're young.
Where's those statistics? How many old young voted in this election?
Yeah, the ones that were just screwed.
I'm gonna be 30 in a couple weeks. Here, I'm breaking into old, baby. Here it comes.
Shut up.
I'm still 29. I'm still in my 20s for another couple of weeks.
Shut up.
You shut up.
I'm halfway through 30.
You're 30 and a half years old?
35 would be halfway through.
Halfway through his 30s. Not halfway through 30. That would be 30 and a half years.
He is kind of right on that.
Don't.
Sorry.
Don't.
Face.
Give that to him. Don't.
Congratulations, Democrats and Republicans. It's not going to matter in another 2 years because all of you are going to lose anyway. On the way next, is an alien spacecraft watching us? Maybe. That's basically the answer, but we'll delve into this on a freak accident.
You got to know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just grab the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
Oh my God. So a giant cigar flew through the solar system recently.
I thought it looked like a turd.
It looked like that too. Never gonna look at cigars the same way again.
No,
smoking poop.
This one looked like lumpy turd.
So it's a mysterious cigar-shaped object that tumbled through our solar system last year, as a matter of fact. Now Harvard researchers are saying...
Harvard Yard.
There you go.
Mickey, give us a good Harvard Yard. Come
Harvard
on.
Yard.
That's right.
Thank you.
So Harvard Yard researchers are saying it might be aliens. Give me some creepy music or something. I know we got it ready.
Do that to me.
You're
now.
The producer. You're supposed to have this stuff at your fingertips at all times. There we go.
There.
The haunting Torgo theme for aliens.
Yes.
It might have been an alien spacecraft. At least there were scientists, though. The one guy came out today and said something to the effect of, we should be asking ourselves, where's the evidence? Not where is the lack of evidence so that I could cram aliens into this research paper.
I just think it's interesting that this is the most people have been behind this being an alien, and not by like farmers and like some backwoods people. This is like legit people saying it's a possibility. Now, I've heard that this might just be an asteroid that came through a different galaxy, which is still interesting,
right?
To see what possibly other life forms may live like.
The object is nicknamed, and I don't know if I'm saying this right. Yeah. I haven't heard it said yet. Yes. I haven't heard it said. I've only read it. Mm-hmm. I think it's Umaumau.
Phenomena.
Correct.
It means something in Hawaiian.
Right. It means a messenger that reaches out from the distant past.
That's a good name.
That one word says all of that? Damn, Hawaiian is complex.
Phenomena.
Maori, man. I don't even understand it. Anyway, it was discovered in October 2017 by the Pan-STARRS 1 telescope in Hawaii, which is probably why it's named Umaumau.
Yep.
Phenomena.
So, phenomena, since its discovery, scientists have been at odds to explain its unusual features and precise origins, with researchers first calling it a comet and then an asteroid before finally deeming it the first of its kind.
I love how that thought process went. It's a comet. It's an asteroid. No, it's an alien.
Well, here's what's interesting about it,
it's
okay?
Poop.
It's
it's space poop.
It is 10 times as long as it is wide, so it's very narrow, shaped almost like a rocket.
This is how people explain my megacolon.
Right. So, it was traveling at 196,000 miles per hour.
Woo!
Yeah, that sucker was cooking. And the other thing is, it doesn't follow because, like, there's a particular orbit that most comets follow. It wasn't following that kind of orbit.
So it didn't have a gravitational pull.
Well, it did. Like, when it hit the solar system, the sun pulled it into its gravity and then flung it back out.
Okay.
But the thing is, the trajectory that it came in on and the trajectory that it went out on insinuated that it had some sort of acceleration.
Okay.
Now, that's why they're saying, oh, it could be aliens, because it seems to be somehow generating acceleration, and scientists aren't sure why. People are speculating that it might be, like, some kind of radiation pocket or something inside of it that's, like, giving off, you know what I mean, something
like
at
boost.
A certain, right, a boost, a certain kind of residual boost, you know, from radioactive decay that's kind of flinging
still,
it forward.
Still, that's interesting. Even if it isn't an alien ship, this is shaped differently.
Right.
this could lead us to know if other life forms are out there.
Some people were saying that it might be some kind of solar propulsion. Like, in other words, like, it's somehow catching solar radiation and using that as a way, kind of like a solar sail, which is like a theoretical concept to propel itself forward. But the point is it didn't follow, like, something that's just tumbling whimsically through space. Like, this thing is speeding. Like, it's speeding up.
Oh, yeah. Speed Racer.
Right, yeah.
Oh. Oh. Oh, Speed Racer.
So Mau Mau is moving pretty quick.
Phenomena.
Now, this was the research paper suggests. Oh, Mau Mau, or Phenomena.
Phenomena.
Right. Maybe a fully operational probe sent intentionally to Earth's vicinity by an alien civilization.
Oh, no, that big probe. I don't want to be on the other end.
You got the mega colon. You can take it.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's based on the object's excess acceleration, is what they called it. An unexpected boost in speed as it traveled through and ultimately out of our solar system in January.
Wow.
It's interesting.
No, right? It is very interesting. Just the fact that even, again, if it isn't aliens, it's something we've never seen before.
What if it is aliens and it's a bullet? It's just a giant bullet that they shot at us and just missed.
Well, do you know what that means?
Space Force, space, space, for space.
Trump, he's right again.
Why has he not brought that up yet?
Yeah.
Out of all the times.
We're being threatened by aliens, and all he's doing is yelling at Jim Acosta on CNN.
Yeah. Sit down.
Sit down and shut up. You're embarrassing. Talk about the Space Force. We got to protect Earth.
What if, like, this we're not talking about, a little off subject, but what if that guy from CNN was just like, where's the bathroom? Please, I just want to ask one question.
This would account, there's talking about light sales, you know, the comparable light sales.
Well, it is getting close to Veterans Day, so a lot of sales are happening.
Yeah. This would account for the various anomalies of Mau Mau, such as the unusual geometry inferred from its light curve, its low thermal emission suggesting high reflectivity, and its deviation from a Keplerian orbit. That's what I was talking about before.
Right.
Without any sign of cometary tail or spin up torques. And that, because that's the thing, comets have like the tails. There's certain elements to describing a comet. There's certain things that make a comet and not just, you know, an interstellar object. This thing is different. It didn't have a tail. It was just there. It's just a freaking gigantic rock that's miles and miles long flying through the solar system.
I'm going to be really disappointed
if it's a missile.
If it is aliens. There's one thing I'm going to be disappointed
about. Why didn't they stop by and say hi?
No, maybe they are. But the first ever possible spacecraft, and it looks like that. I'm expecting Independence Day, something really cool, and you look like a turd.
Right, yeah.
That sucks.
Well, that, and it
what kind of advanced technology is that?
I would have thought, me personally, thinking if this were actually aliens, wouldn't it have slowed down? Like, to get a good look at us? Because it sped up as it came nearby and then just flew on past. Or is it kind of like when you move past that person in the office that you really don't want to talk to, so you just avert your attention and move as quickly as possible?
Like, we've seen the problems there. See
you. No, we don't want to see you guys. Trump is your president. We're not stopping in.
They knew the Space Force was coming.
Ah, that's what it is.
They know.
Will Smith, welcome to Earth.
Yeah.
We're not put up with your crap. No, we'll punch you right in the face.
They've already seen the Willennium. They don't want to see part two.
That's right. America. Yeah. There is no Willennium Part 2. His kid is never going to be as popular as he is.
No, Willennium Part, he's going to make a second record once this happens.
Oh, I hope so.
No, you don't. Shut
up. I absolutely do.
No, you do
don't
not.
Don't you speak for me, you fiend. Up next, gift cards. What are the good ones to get? What are the bad ones to get?
Elections. Aliens.
Gift cards. The only place you're hearing all this is on a freak accident.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
I don't see that much, but we keep in touch.
I got your gift card.
It was getting late, lost track of the date.
I got your gift card.
It's so true.
I'm not going to lie. If you're asking me, a gift card is a perfectly acceptable gift from somebody.
I love it.
Yeah. Because then I get to buy something that I actually want. Oh, great. Thanks for another pair of socks. Let me just throw it in the drawer with all the other unopened sock packs that I still haven't gotten around to wearing yet.
I'll say this, though. While I like gift cards, I do like a present.
Well,
like
sure.
Something that surprises me.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
A video, anything.
I wouldn't trade all gifts for gift cards. But honestly, there are those members of your family where it's just like, oh, I got to get him something. I'll just get him a random shirt. It's like, I don't need more clothes. I literally have
a closet.
I don't need more clothes. Hey! Just give me a gift card. I'll use it to buy a book or an album that I really want.
Yeah.
Seriously.
My favorite is when they get you the Visa ones.
Oh, yeah.
That are just cash at that point.
You can spend those anywhere. You can buy gas with them.
Although it leads me to believe, why didn't you just give me $50?
That's true. Money is just as acceptable as a gift card, I suppose.
I just don't get it.
What?
You're literally trading money for money.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to get you. Here's $50. Oh, yeah, I didn't know what to get you either, so here's $50.
Why didn't both people just keep $50?
Because it's not the sign of the season if you do that, Mickey. There's Sourpuss McGrinch over there.
Yeah, it's better than, oh, hey, I got you, you know, again, I don't know, a shaving razor. Oh, really? I got you a Yankee Candle. Great. What are we going to do with either of these things?
Remember when I said we're young old? Get yourself one of those shaving razors.
Yes.
Yeah. Get one of those newfangled things.
Do you have anybody in your family who gives you, like, cologne? Like in like a gift box? You do, don't you?
No,
everybody has those family members.
I don't unless I ask for it.
Yeah.
But I remember the one year and I was like 17 and I opened it up. One was cologne. I'm like, cool. The other one was hair gel. I'm like, cool. Other one was a big pack of deodorant. And that's when I just said, now you guys are getting rude.
Yeah.
Because these were all in succession.
You're
like,
telling me I'm unkempt.
Are you saying I smell?
Right.
There would have been a much easier way to say this. There's no Hallmark card to just say you stink.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So disappointed that year.
I was like, oh, great. Yeah, cologne, thanks. I'm not going to wear it because I don't.
I do on occasion.
But I would say gift cards are acceptable. Fine. Yeah. But this is a list of the gift cards people want the most and the ones they want the least. So when you go to the grocery store and they have that giant rack just covered in gift cards, we're going to help you pick out the best ones for your holiday shopping.
And the ones to avoid.
Right. So well, do you want to start with the worst or the best?
The best. The worst are the best that go last.
All right. So in order, the top 10 that people want the most gift cards. Number one. Of course, you probably saw this coming, Amazon.
It's just like getting cash at that point.
Everybody's on Amazon. Everybody shops on there.
Everything's on there.
Right.
You can buy a Christmas tree on Amazon
now.
You
can buy a movie. You can rent a movie. You can buy music. You can buy books. You can buy clothes.
Hair gel. Anything you need.
That's one thing I don't like buying online is clothes, though, because it never looks the way that it does in the picture.
Or fits the same way that you think it's going to.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
The skinny fit.
That's the one thing that makes me think brick and mortar will never completely go away, because people are always going to want to, like, go and see it with their own eyes and try it on before they just, you know, buy it blindly. So Amazon is number one. Number two is Visa.
Because it's cash.
It's literally just, you're giving somebody a debit card.
I have no problem with that.
Walmart, number three.
Meh.
Yeah.
If you're not going to shop at Amazon, you might as well shop at Walmart.
It's the brick and mortar Amazon.
Exactly. It is exactly what Walmart is. American Express is up next.
Again, cash.
Now, isn't there like a like stipulations on where you can use American Express gift cards though?
No, I think they.
Or am I just thinking of the credit card?
You're thinking of the credit card. I believe the American Express is good anywhere.
Okay.
It works just like
because it's a gift card.
Yeah.
It's not actually credit.
I wonder what the difference is and why Visa is more popular.
Well, American Express pretty much went just downhill. They're just the companies at that point.
I guess. iTunes is up next. People love their music.
My brother, big on getting iTunes gift cards.
And they have movies on there now too, right?
Yeah, pretty much anything. You get any sort of media.
This podcast.
That's true. Although this podcast is free for now.
No, it'll always be free.
Yeah, it'll always be free. Believe me, nobody would listen to it if they had to pay money to do it.
It'd be an interesting experiment, though.
Starbucks is up next. I honestly would have thought Dunkin' would have been higher than Starbucks.
No, because I get that because I've received that before. People are willing to spend their own money on Dunkin'. Starbucks is like a treat.
Okay.
So it's like almost something you would never get for yourself.
Right. Exactly. So it's like, yeah, they pick all their money off gift cards.
Seriously. Like, and then you're like, ooh, I could get a Starbucks coffee today. Yeah,
fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Target up next.
Again, it's just like cash. They sell everything.
It's the brick and mortar Amazon Jr.
Yeah.
You got eBay. God, do people still use eBay?
All the time.
I was shocked to find out eBay sells stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, have they become like Amazon now?
Well, you could still bid on things.
Because eBay was basically Amazon before Amazon
right.
was Amazon. Do you remember how exciting it was to find that product with the buy it now option?
Oh,
because that
God.
Meant you didn't have to get into the bidding war and then spend 3 days watching it to make sure you didn't get outbid. You could just buy it and get it.
But I don't know. There was a rush when you did a bid.
Yeah.
And like you were watching it for days and then you watch the final countdown and you're like, come on, come on, come on. And then someone beat you to him.
Yeah, there's always that person that bid in on the last second. They'd bid like a penny more than you. Got it every time. So eBay, I bet people are still using eBay. Whatever.
Yeah,
that's cool. Google Play, also our podcast available on Google Podcasts. So,
yeah.
And I guess in that instance, I suppose...
Games, movies.
Yeah, I was going to say games, there. Apps, and things like that, right?
And that's good if you have an Android phone and you want it to be exclusively... like. If you buy it on iTunes, I'm not sure. Can you get it on your Android?
Well, iTunes.
I don't know.
Is iTunes different from like the iStore?
Yeah.
Or is it all this? It is different.
I think so. Now
I don't know.
I have no idea.
He says yes. I have no idea.
Yeah. Go to Google real quick.
Somebody. I don't care.
No.
Somebody
just Google.
Somebody who knows, email us freaks@afreakaccident.com.
I have a phone in front of me.
Oh, then what are you asking me to do it for?
Because I thought
you're supposed to be smarter than Google.
That's
true.
I just don't care. I don't care enough to answer. Google doesn't have the sass that I do.
You could get, I'm guessing they changed iTunes to Apple Music.
Right.
No?
Oh.
So I'm guessing that's...
I have no idea.
iTunes Connect.
You could probably download the app on your Android phone and vice versa. Whatever. And then last on the top list is a Sephora.
Ooh.
Oh, not makeup. Ulta.
What is Sephora? Oh, makeup? Is that what it is?
Again, Ulta is something casual. Sephora
True.
Is expensive.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's like a treat.
Right.
I get to go to Sephora. I get that. You know, you get someone to Starbucks because you're like, they're never going to go there. I get them a Sephora because... Well,
they're never going to go there.
Yeah.
The 10 least popular gift cards.
Oh, this one you got to really pay attention to.
Okay. H&M.
Really?
What is H&M?
Clothing store.
I have no
idea.
They
were huge for a while.
They were big time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When you look at me, do you think fashionista?
Christmas.
But they were like reasonably priced clothes. They were like the high end of like Old Navy.
Oh, okay.
Look at me, Crisco, and I knew what that was.
Whatever. I'm sitting here in sweatpants and a plain white t-shirt. I am not a fashion trendy kind of guy.
Movember started only a couple days ago. I haven't had a haircut or a beard trim in about a month.
Yeah. Okay.
Check and mate.
Up next, Michaels.
Michael.
People aren't
in craft store.
People aren't. I know what Michaels.
Just double checking.
And that's another thing where it goes the reverse way. They have so many sales all the time. And yeah, granted, you do need picture frames at certain moments, but do you really? Unless you. This is kind of like, if you know someone who's in arts and crafts, great. That's actually a great gift card.
Sure.
But
beyond that, yeah, who else is going to, what are you going to do with a $25 gift card to Michaels?
You're going
to
let it sit there and you're going to forget about it when you go to buy frames and you'll be like, damn it, I forgot my Michaels gift card.
Yeah. Enjoy going to buy your felt and your like bird's nest materials to make your craft. Forever 21 is up next on the list. Is that a clothing store too?
Yeah. That's just a young.
It's a teenager
hip.
Store.
Yeah, hip. Well, I don't know if it's hip. But.
American Airlines.
Is it on there?
Yeah.
That seems like a kind of crappy gift, unless you get them like a bunch of money.
Yeah. like a $200 American Airlines gift card. Like,
that
here,
doesn't even
but
pay
but
for
then,
a ticket.
But then, like, you'd have to book an American Airlines flight. Like, you couldn't still fly Southwest with that money.
I feel like it would be the gift card that they would give. They're like, yeah, you're here visiting. We want you to go home.
Yeah.
You please get the hell out of here.
I got your ticket back home tomorrow.
Old Navy.
Okay.
It's kind of lost its popularity, Old Navy.
Shockingly, the Apple Store is on the least wanted list.
Was there nothing at the Apple Store? Now it's all on the Apple iTunes.
Well, no, because it's interesting to me that, like, iTunes is on the top 10 most wanted, Apple Store on the least wanted. So people don't want to buy your apps, Apple.
Well, I'm wondering if it's also because gaming online with paying went down, maybe?
Possibly.
Also on the list of least wanted gift cards, Hobby Lobby.
Again, it's like Michael's.
Right, it's a hobby store, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, Hobby Lobby isn't a hobby store.
I don't freaking know. I've never shopped there.
Say the name again, Crisco.
Hobby Lobby.
Okay. What do you think they sell for?
It's a store
it's
for people.
To hit.
It's a store for people who have a hobby of hanging out in hotel lobbies.
No,
which
that's
is where
R.
you know.
Kelly
obviously,
store.
You know the after party is the hotel lobby. Shell.
I have one of those and I still haven't used it.
A Shell gift card? Because who goes to Shell for gas?
I know. Like, I try to
find... because it's impossible to find them.
That's
right.
The thing. I'm trying to find one. I've had it for 2 years, and every time I pass one, I'm like, I don't have it!
You're going to have to drive, like, all the way out to Timbuktu just to use your Shell gift card.
And that's
you're gonna
the worst!
You're going to burn a whole tank of gas just going out to fill up your gas tank.
I remember the one time I passed it, and I was like, oh, I need gas. I have this. I looked in my... I have, like, a folder in my car of all these gift cards. I'm like,
no!
I don't have it! The one time!
Cinemark?
That's weird. Oh, no. I get it. Because sometimes you don't want to go to Cinemark. We have two in this area. Sometimes
right.
we go there. Sometimes we don't.
There's more than two. There's that nice one up in Dixon City, too.
Well, yeah, but the two are the typical
hashtag
ones.
Local reference.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Cinemark and RC, which are very common in all areas.
Right.
The problem with that is there's a thing called Fandango. You get it for that, and then they can use it anywhere.
Right.
You don't want to get pigeonholed.
And last on the list is Cabela's. Nobody wants a Cabela's gift card. I would think.
I thought they shut down.
A lot of them are closing down.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, there's not. There's one like about an hour away or 2 hours away.
It's like a mega store, though.
That one's still open.
Yeah.
But most of them are closing down.
Maybe that's why it's unpopular. People want the Gander Mountain or the gifts, the Dick's
gift
cards.
Didn't Gander Mountain go out of business, too?
I think Gander Mountain went out of business.
Jeez
as well.
Almighty. Well, I weren't they absorbed by Dick's, though? Dick's Sporting Goods, you guys. Where are your brains at? Greatest drop of all time coming your way.
Oh, he's a sick man.
I could swear they combined with Dick's to form like a mega store. Mega outdoor store. Absorbed by Dick's.
Oh my God.
Keep dreaming, Kmart.
That was terrifying.
So there's your list of gifts from Wallet Hub, by the way. Put this list together. Thanks, Wallet Hub. Buy good gift cards for your loved ones this holiday.
Oh, my God. I'm
going to
puke.
up next is music you can use on a freak accident.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect. Music you can use.
You're goddamn right.
On a freak accident.
Mickey, you look like you can use some music.
Probably be a good idea.
Lucky for you. This is music you can use.
It's what we do.
We do. We do love our muzak here on the podcast. Things are going to get a little heavy here for this first song.
Yes, just a tad.
I hope you don't mind the metal, because the first song is the new one from Slipknot.
They shocked us with it, too.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere.
Came on, well, Halloween, very fitting for them,
yes.
But... they were saying they're working on it, and then, hey, song.
It's called All Out Life. Did we have a name of the album yet? I don't think we do.
No, it's still part of a working album.
Gotcha.
like a 38-second intro.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Which is great for radio because it gives you plenty of time to intro it and talk and do something.
It's great. I picture, like, somebody running. And then hits, like, a wall.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, it's always nice to hear Corey Taylor with Stone Sour, but who doesn't love when he goes back to this kind of vocal style? You know what I mean? He's got a great voice, but the Slipknot Corey Taylor is the best Corey Taylor.
I noticed, though, he became more understandable, even in this
As
music.
The years went on. Yeah.
Like, it's not...
He enunciates his words.
Right. Oh, there's a curse word in there.
Yeah.
They had
yeah.
to bleep that part out.
I laugh because this is the same guy I had a conversation about the Power Rangers with.
Right, exactly. Corey Taylor's just that kind of dude, man. He's weird. He's great. I remember at Mayhem Festival when he was riding around on his scooter.
Yeah. The guy is not... You know, maybe he had angst before. I just think he loves life
of
now.
Of course he does, yeah.
Because he can do whatever band he wants now. It's like, hey, Slipknot, why not?
Yeah, right. I do love what happened.
Oh, God. It was too heavy!
Remix! I do love the classic Slipknot sound in here, though. You can hear, like, somebody's just banging on a piece of metal.
Yeah.
Like, that's like a classic Slipknot thing.
One thing I noticed right when it started was the classic, it sounds like a megaphone.
Right,
that's
yeah.
another Slipknot maneuver.
Right. There it is. Clang, clang, clang. Oh no, here comes the breakdown, yo.
Wow. They ran out of batteries.
Oh, never mind.
And then the school marching band came in.
Yeah.
And said Corey oh, Taylor.
And that's a pretty sick breakdown, actually.
Yeah. Sounds like an army. We are gathered here today to get it right. Repeat after me. I will not celebrate mediocrity. I will not celebrate mediocrity.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Wait, I can't hear him because Lazy E's talking.
Who cares?
I always like the raw sound of their drums, too.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound like machine-generated, computer-generated drums. Like, it's a very raw sound, which I like.
You mean like that double bass there?
Oh yeah. That's machine-oriented.
Although, I think their drummer plays without a trigger, or at least he used to.
Ah, I don't know what that means.
So usually when they do that double bass that's that fast, they need a trigger to help them to keep it going at the same tempo. But there was a point in time where he was able to just keep going like that.
Cocaine.
Probably.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
That's very good.
It's very Slipknot, which is nice.
I was talking about it at the station. I said that I think this is their bring it back out there. Hey, we're still Slipknot. I think this album's going to have very much depth.
Yeah.
You're going to hear the singing. You're going to hear everything on this.
The last album was like characterized by pain. I think because it was like the first album they did after Paul Gray died.
Yeah.
So that kind of made sense. But yeah, this feels a lot more like the Slipknot of yore. Medieval Slipknot.
Well, it's yours too.
Right, yeah.
It's everybody's.
It's pretty good. I like it.
I'd give it a 4.
I'd give it a 4 as well, sir.
I'm going 3.5.
Wow, that's, again, like you're giving it 11.
Yeah, for Mickey, anything Mickey above like a 1 is, you might as well be writing just solid gold. Just, you know, pure platinum dripping off your fingertips.
The day you give something a 5, I expect it to be something that I've never heard before. Like,
probably.
It's
gonna
be, it's
my
gonna
face
be
is going to melt like the Nazi in freaking Raiders of the Lost Ark. and then we've got, what is this now? This is a new song.
The Dirty Nil. It's actually, it's a song that's just hitting, but the album came out, I believe, in September.
You okay?
Master Volume. All and right. This is the single, oh God, I can't read.
That's What Heaven Feels Like.
There we go.
He's blind.
If she gave it a 3.5, my vision went first.
I've heard this one. This is like the opposite end of the Slipknot spectrum.
Yeah. It goes right back. Now this goes right to the 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I need a lighter.
And acid.
Possibly.
Coke in this sense.
This reminds me of an artist from the 90s, and God, if I can remember her name.
No, it sounds like the 90s. That's
or
what it
that
is.
Or that all
yeah.
blended together.
Yeah. That was the first thing I thought when I heard this one for the first time.
Well, it kind of has that old Hole sound.
Kind of, but not really.
I don't know. I know what you're trying to say. It does have that.
I can't think of her name.
Oh my God, this is intriguing Mickey so much. She's doing something she never does, going on the internet.
I don't know. I
Tracy Bonham.
Oh,
any
yeah.
relation to John?
I have no idea.
In all honesty,
I mean, it's generic.
I love the song.
I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm
no, no.
I'm
just saying. I think it sounds different enough. It's just
I don't
cool.
know. It's catchy. I'll give you that. It's catchy.
It's nostalgic.
It's that, right. Maybe that's why.
It reminds me of, I don't even know the artist that sang it, very California 90s rock. That one who sang that song, California, in the video, the guy's running and he's
Tupac?
On fire.
Tupac? Oh, no. Wait, never mind. That's California Love.
No, yeah. He's running and he's on fire. It's a very iconic 90s video. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, it very much has like a Sum 41 kind of vibe to it, you know, from the 90s.
I think it's a little bit different. It's kind of like that when the California kind of met grunge. That's where it
was.
I'm
saying,
man, sticking with Tracy Bonham.
This is straight out
the
of like
male version of
I
it.
I think it sounds more closer to Everclear, if that makes sense.
It's straight out of like a 90s teen romance.
We need an email on this. We need our listeners to email in.
Oh, I thought you said a female on this. I'm like, Mickey.
Mickey,
girl.
You've got the parts to qualify for that particular...
Are you sure?
I haven't bothered to check, and I don't want to.
Nope, not especially
now. I'm perfectly comfortable with assuming, thank you.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's good. I just don't know if it jumps out at me enough to warrant a high score. So I'm going to go straight down the middle. I'm going to go a little higher than that. 3. I'll get a 3.
I'm giving it a 5.
Out of 5. You're going to give it a 5.
I love the song.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going 2.
Oh. Again, that's like giving half for Mickey.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
It wasn't awful, but it was eh.
Yeah, that's kind of what I feel about it. Yeah, it's like, it's all right.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, eh. I don't care to find out any more about the artist, and I probably won't buy or listen to their album.
Steal it.
I believe I just did, technically. But not technically, because we talked over it, so it's fine. Fair use. Ha ha.
Yeah. I'm sure they're not going to complain.
That's going to wrap up this episode of the podcast. We didn't make it to Shower Thoughts again. So just
maybe next week.
Go and take a shower.
And have your own shower thoughts.
Right.
And then email them to us.
Correct.
Freaks@freakaccident.com. Boom. We finish each other's sentences. Like, thoughts.
We're constantly
constipated.
Right.
See, finished it.
Major problems you have, my friend. And the website, of course, since the email is freaks@freakaccident.com, the website is freakaccident.com. You can click podcast, find every episode we've ever done in the podcast section at the website. Click connect, find links to us on social media. And if you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast service, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Spotify, wherever. Find us, download us, and subscribe, and leave us a good review to help us become more popular. We would appreciate it if you did that. We always ask because one day we're going to make it big.
And you want to be a part of it.
You'll be able to say, I helped get them there.
I was there.
And then we will tattoo your name on our bodies somewhere.
Oh, no, we will not.
Yes, we will.
I will.
Fine, you go right ahead.
Mickey won't because she sucks, but Lazy E and I absolutely will.
I'll tell you what. Our first time where we get consistent 1,000 downloads in a week, I will get a freak accident tattooed on me. It has to be consistent for 4 months.
Okay.
A week, every week.
Okay.
For 4 months.
We can get there. I have faith in you, listener. Make it happen.
Yeah, now you have a reason.
Make our dreams come true.
It's going to be a henna tattoo I can watch
right next now. Week on the show, we spend I'll leave that. We spend a lot of days in food comas throughout the year. More than you might expect.
Oh, it's quite a bit.
And we got a list of foods that cause those food comas. So that and more.
Perfect in time to get ready for Thanksgiving.
Exactly. And not Christmas, because that's after.
Happy holidays.
So come back for that episode. We look forward to entertaining you, hopefully, again. Thanks for listening this time. Catch you soon. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens. Hashtag absorbed by dicks.
Phenomena.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.